What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault here on bettingpros.com. You guys can get this wherever you get your podcasts, or also on YouTube now. And YouTube's got that link to the Discord channel where you're going to go and get in for the player props that drop during the day. So it's a winning day on one Boston day. I mean, come on, right? I wasn't going to lose money on the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing, the 8-year anniversary. It's why we went with all Boston. Nobody got that yet. No, I kind of laid an Easter egg there saying, why was Matt going with all Boston? That's why, because yesterday was the 8-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see the tattoo that I've got that's right there. That tattoo is the city of Boston. In memory, that was done by an artist that was done in memory of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. It was the first ever tattoo I got. I've got two now, but that's my daughter's name and my daughter's voice there. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see my tattoos. I only have three for you coming up, but good stuff. Yeah, last night, we wound up going 1-1 in the player props, 2-1 on our half unit bets. So up on the day, good day for us as we head towards a Friday. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be a little bit light today. We'll have the player props, so we'll have that half a unit in play. And I got a couple hockey bets to give you coming up here today on a Friday. I do have the parlay, the Friday parlay, which we're now 2-11 on those parlays. Not great, but hey, that's where we give them out. And I'll update you on a couple things. First, on the Moneyline dog parlay plays, which again was profitable yesterday. And I'll tell you about the golf tournament we got going on right now at the RBC Heritage. So lots to get to on the show today. But before we do that, let me remind you about the giveaway for the Trae Young jersey that we are giving away during this month. Now we're getting towards the end of the month. If you have not gone to Apple or Stitcher, left a review for this podcast. Look, we're trying to grow this. I know this is kind of like the desert time for sports betting, but this is really when we want to try to put the foot on the gas and really try to pick up as many people as possible and let people know what you think about the juice and make the Daily Juice really pick up as many listeners as possible. And then once we hit the fall, it's like, okay, here we go. So we're nearly at 6,000 users on Discord and we're growing and it's really fun. We want to keep on growing and we don't want to let up. So leave a review on Apple or Stitcher, screenshot it and go to bettingpros.com/juice and leave and drop that screenshot in the form, fill it out. If you've already done that, you are already eligible for the Trae Young autographed jersey. We've got that to be given away coming up at the end of the month. It's free. It's easy. It takes like 30 seconds to do it. So if you haven't left us a review, please do that coming up here today. So you're in for the autographed Trae Young jersey. Okay, so let's start. Last night, as I said, 3-2, we wind up getting the Celtics to cover, which was a ridiculous, awful sweat, which never should have been a sweat. I mean, when I tell you I would have been on here today kicking mad if the Celtics had lost that game and not covered, or even not just not covered, they get their 8-6 cashes. Should not have been that easy or that hard, rather, but they cashes. The over for the Red Sox does not hit. The under for the Bruins does hit. At 5.5, the 5 pushed. I told you to find 5.5. That cashed for us. That made us go 2-1 with our half unit plays. 1-1 on the player props. So a 3-2 night for us, and up because of the half unit that we were up there. So a profitable day for us yesterday, as we go back to back days where we made some money. So that's not bad. After what has looked like for the week, I'll take any little incremental increase in the bankroll, considering what we've done over the last, 7 days. Hasn't been pretty, so I'll take it. We won last night, 3-1, 3-2. So, okay, 6-3 over the last 2 days. Not bad. We'll take that every single time. So let's hopefully come back with another good run here coming up today. So let's take a look at a couple things. We've got this 4-man bet going, and I know not all of you guys could have trailed this, but you trailed it in some form or fashion. But I've got 4 golfers we're watching here over 4 rounds. And at 4-under par, Corey Connors currently leads that group. We have a bet at +310 on a half a unit going for Will Zalatoris, who's at 3-under, 1 stroke back. He is very much in contention. The good news is the odds-on leader to win the group was Matthew Fitzpatrick, and he shot even par yesterday. So that's good news for us, as we have a 3-stroke lead on him and we're only chasing one golfer here, and it could come down just to Connors versus Zalatoris, like I thought, coming all the way down to the end. And well, I mean, it's early, it's 1 round, so we got round 2 going on today. The other golfer that I've been looking at here and trying to find. Oh, yeah. So and Soo Young Im is at 3 under as well. So tied with Will Zalatoris. So 4 under is the lead, 3 under, tied for 3 under with two of the golfers in that group. But the leader, the odds on favorite going into the tournament is at is 3 strokes back of our guy, Will Zalatoris, and 4 strokes back of the leader of the group at the moment of Corey Connors. So we'll watch that. It's a 4-round thing. So we'll watch how that goes. Still alive there with a plus 310. That would be an unbelievable cash for us if we can get that coming up on Sunday, but a lot of golf to go before we're done with that. So there we are with the golf. In terms of, let's see. Well, I can give you the parlay here at the top. And we're going to watch golf, obviously. Tomorrow, we will be involved in UFC. That's why I'm going a little lighter today, because Saturday is a typical day where we go kind of all day, make a bunch of plays. So that's why I'm going to go a little bit lighter than normal coming up here on that one. But, Major League Baseball underdogs. Okay, so we went 11-3 and then 4-5. But let me tell you the cashes, the four that hit. So the 4 money line parlays that came in. Cleveland won at plus 133. The Rangers won at plus 163. The Mariners won the second game of their doubleheader, which they were a dog. They weren't a dog in the first game, so I didn't bet them, at plus 122. And the D-backs won at plus 157. So all in all, not a huge day, not like what we had when we were up like $142 2 days ago, but I'm still profitable. I got to add it all up as to where we are, but I'm 100% still profitable here going and betting blindly, betting moneyline dogs in Major League Baseball. I am 100% doing it again. In fact, that's the parlay. The parlay is going to be 3 moneyline dogs that will actually go at plus 900. So look, it's a little hard to throw up any real value on that, but I got a flyer parlay for you guys here that could be really cool if it can, if this underdog run continues here and we run into it, it could happen, it could cash, and it could be a really cool plus 900. So I'll give it to you here in just 1 second, but I'm 15-7 right now betting underdogs blindly for Major League Baseball over the last 2 days. So the regression's going to come, but let's just ride it until, let's see, I said I'll do it for 5 days. I'm now going into day 3 of doing it, and so far, so good. So I know a bunch of you guys are starting to trail it, and I've seen like 10 different handicappers jump on this, and I've been like DMing Gil Gallant on this saying, dude, like you just started something. Like people are paying attention, and then that hit, that 11-3 run that him and I went on that we cashed 2 days ago, that got everyone's attention, and then everyone came back. Now, granted, you need to have a little bit of a bigger bankroll. I'm only betting $10. Okay, I'm not betting a lot of money here. I'm betting $10 in every game, but so far so good. And given the week I had, I definitely needed this hit. It's been awesome. So I'm right back onto it. But this is the parlay, okay? Here's the parlay. Don't bet parlays. We're 2-11 here. This is not good. But I'm betting the KC Royals at plus 102 on the money line. The Baltimore Orioles. This is Minor versus Mats. Royals, Blue Jays. I'm betting on Lopez, the Orioles, at plus 114 against Foltynewicz of the Rangers. Rangers are really bad. And I'm betting on the Cardinals to beat the Phillies here. Martinez against Eflin. Phillies had their games rained out yesterday, so they're a bit rested. Maybe they're rusty. Who knows? Cardinals starting to play well. Cardinals are plus 130. So it's plus 102, plus 114, and plus 130. Royals, Orioles, Cardinals. It's plus 900. To be honest, to be accurate, it's plus 894 if you want to be on the point there. I don't bet this, okay? But I am kind of betting this because I'm betting every money line dog in Major League Baseball today. So here we are, going right back to it. Not going to, it's too many bets and too crazy to kind of quantify and calculate this for the actual daily juice. This is a personal thing, but it's a thing you can trail if you would like to. And as I said, 15-7 over the last 2 days, not going to be, 15-8. Yeah, sorry. 4-5 and 11-3. So yeah, so 15-8, not 15-7, 15-8, but way up. I mean, if we go 500, we're going to be way up. So we're 7 games over 500 with plus money. Like that's ridiculous. So like, yeah, it's been really fun over the last 2 days. So you can hear it in my voice. I'm right back onto it again here. Okay. So Royals, Orioles, Cardinals for the parlay plus 900 if those three moneyline dogs come through for us here today. And again, I'm betting all of them anyway. So technically I am kind of betting them, but not parlaying these three together. Normally it's just plus 600. I'm giving you a plus 900. Again, only 2 and 11 on these. You may want to bet these just like I am. I'm breaking it up and betting them individually. Maybe you do that. But if you want to parlay it, there you go with the parlay. Okay. So let's talk two bets in hockey. Let's start with the Vegas Golden Knights up against the Anaheim Ducks coming up here today. Anaheim Ducks are 1-6 over the last 7 Friday night games. That doesn't matter. The real stat matters is that the Knights are 6-1 in the last 7 games in Anaheim. The favorite is 6-1 in the last 7 meetings, and the Golden Knights are 14-3 over the last 17 times they've played the Anaheim Ducks. They own these guys. They are 4-1 on the year so far. The Golden Knights in their games up against Anaheim so far this year, 5-2, 2-1, 5-4, so 1-0 victory for the Ducks, a 3-2 win for the Vegas Golden Knights. You might say, well, Matt, you know, the Ducks are keeping it kind of close here. Okay, no. Look, they're coming off of back-to-back wins over San Jose. People are going to think they're feeling good about themselves. Vegas has been crushing people. Back-to-back wins on the puck line against the LA Kings. They beat Arizona 7-4. They've been on the puck line 3 of the last 4 games, and I don't think this Anaheim team is any good. They're 5-14-4 at home. Vegas 13-7 on the road, and they're playing really, really well. I'm doing the puck line. Okay, I got Vegas. Let's take the Golden Knights just to win this game going away against Anaheim Ducks, who I don't think are very good at all. Vegas is 4-0. They won the last 4 games. They're 36-17 in their last 53 games against a team with a losing record. So they beat up on bad teams, which is really great to see. And I'm not going to play around with the over, the under. It's been kind of inconsistent with these two teams. The under actually has been a decent play here between these two. The under has come in 3 of the 5 times. But the Vegas Golden Knights are 4-1. I expect them to be all over here and get a big victory. Puck line victory, Vegas over Anaheim. We're going puck line at plus 114 for Vegas and Anaheim. And then for the second bet, we are not going to overthink the Boston Bruins here. So the Boston Bruins are taking on the very difficult and frustrating New York Islanders for a second straight day, back-to-back. Bruins won game 1, 4-1. Boston's 11-6-2-1 at home. New York is 9-9-2. Here's the weird thing about these two teams. The Islanders have owned the Bruins. They won 1-0, 4-2, 7-2, 2-1, and 4-3 before finally the Bruins broke through with a 4-1 win last night. There are so many injuries for the Bruins, but the Islanders have a bunch of big injuries as well. Anders Lee obviously out for the year and whatnot. They made some changes, some trades and whatnot, but Boston bounces back with a 4-1 victory. I got Boston on the money line at minus 118. I just think I can't see Boston getting dominated like this. They're down 5-1 still to the Islanders. Boston is 12-6-3 at home. Islanders are 9-10-2 on the road. Can't see Boston losing back-to-back games or losing consistently, losing, you know, in 8 games. They lose this, they will, you know, 6-1 that would be the record for the Islanders against the Bruins. The Bruins are too good. They know that. And I think they took it personally. I think Boston bounces back here and Boston gets a win. Another win for the Bruins just on the money line at minus 118. So half unit plays, 2 plays in the NHL, plus the parlay. And then we've got the player props coming up later on today in the Discord channel. So to recap the parlay, again, we're going Casey Royals, Baltimore Orioles, and the Cardinals of St. Louis all on the money line. I'm playing every money line dog again in Major League Baseball. Golden Knights puck line, Boston Bruins money line here today for the podcast. Go and leave us a review on Apple or Stitcher, screenshot it, go to bettingpros.com/juice, drop it in there, fill out the form, and you're in for the Trey Young autograph signed jersey. Really cool stuff that you could win thanks to Betting Pros every single day. It's the Daily Juice podcast, YouTube video as well. I'm Matt Perrault. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice being brought to you by BetMGM.